If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the rightstuff.biz.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
I'm just really enjoying my coffee this morning.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
English apocalypse.
Really like it. So, it's the
I'm having
Daily
a nice
Show.
Cup of coffee, too.
Oh, next time I see you, I'll buy you one. It's episode 1107. I feel like there should be some kind of meme for all these numbers. 1107. Oh, it's already 1115.
Sounds like a meme number, but I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, we're here. I think Israel still exists.
Unfortunately.
We touched on that a little bit in prep. I don't know for how long. Probably for a while. Yeah. I don't know.
It's going to probably be around a little bit longer, but Yemen's just
lobbing missiles at them, right? Like Yemen just.
Yeah, but they've been getting intercepted. I think that some of them actually hit, or they didn't get intercepted by the Saudis, which had been intercepting them. The Jews had to use their own missile defense. And yesterday we saw that the Jews are now rationing their Iron Dome missiles. Mm. So there are certain towns and settlements where they are not being protected by Iron Dome, and they are preventing people from going into those. They've evacuated them and they prevented people from going into them. So something like 500,000 Jews have been internally displaced inside of Israel, which is actually the Palestinians were calling it displacement for displacement. And they've actually done it. They've actually internally displaced about 500,000 Jews from their homes, who are all living in hotels and tent cities. What's that?
There is no replacement for displacement.
Yeah. Well, it's displacement for displacement. Like, you displace Palestinians, we displace you.
Well, you want a big V8. There's no replacement for displacement.
I get it.
Get it?
Oh, I get it.
Your damn youngins and your turbo four cylinders.
Oh, okay.
Whenever you're sending me here on the old...
Brass burners!
Mega's not working.
Oh, it's not?
It's being extremely upset. Maybe I'll have to download it. I'll try downloading it.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's fucking gay. It's not playing for me either. Oh, it started playing now.
It's just a tragedy of war.
It started playing. All right, but I'll maybe just, it's like...
I'll let it sit there for 20 minutes. Oh, now it seems to be like...
Yeah, has now it snapped into the player?
I mean, I got three dots animating and nothing happening.
No.
Not that you can see because I didn't fix this view yet.
Okay. Well, I had Glenn Beck's big ugly face.
Oh, this is Glenn Beck. You don't have a better link to Glenn Beck. Oh, come on, I don't need to see this on Mega. Get out of here. That shit's all over Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, Mega. Okay. Mega all right. Sucks. I don't know. I just downloaded it from Telegram and put it up there. If you got it on Twitter, fine. If you got a Twitter account that's not rate limited, all my suspended accounts that I've. There's one that I can't get back into because I don't know the Google voice number. You know, Google Voice doesn't give you a log of the numbers that you've used with it over the years. Once they take the number away, they don't even tell you what it is. I never wrote it down, so I have no idea what All number right. I use for this particular.
So I've got Glenn account. Beck right here. I Twitter assume account. This is the clip. You want to start with that? Is that what you
like?
Go?
Is he like all chubby?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very chubby. True.
Very chubby.
Yeah, this is the one. This seems to be, he's wearing that same cardigan sweater. Basically, this is where Glenn Beck says, I was born to serve Jews.
Well, Glenn Beck was, he's also, you know, you can take that to heart because remember, he was taking on the World Economic Forum and Dr. Fauci. That's how you know. Like,
on behalf of Jews, yeah.
No, he was doing it for you, white man, right? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
This was sort of, this was a bit of resistance that I had to put up with back in those days. It was like, you know, if Glenn Beck is talking about Klaus Schwab, that means Klaus Schwab probably doesn't hold any real power. It's just a distraction. But whatever.
Right. I mean, that was always my point.
And basically, and
basically,
I'm telling you, Glenn Beck just serves Jews. Like, well, if he's accidentally doing something right, I'm like, he's not. These people don't accidentally
right. They're not accidentally.
Like, they're getting, what they do is they get you to accidentally support Israel. That's what the play is.
Wrong.
You're never.
That's the whole bit.
I don't know why I was born.
Yeah, but neither does anybody
me
else.
Me neither, Glenn. I don't know why you. I can't. How does this guy still have a career? What? Who watches this? The Blaze.
Well, Jews.
I can answer that one, Glenn. Born to suffer.
World is a shit. 6,348 kikes sucked off.
But there is something about the state of Israel that connects deeply to me. To have the privilege to stand with the Jew is a tremendous honor.
Wait, isn't that a trigger for them? When you say the Jew, doesn't that trigger them to make no matter what? Like, maybe Glenn Beck is dog whistling something here. You're supposed to say the Jews.
Is a tremendous honor spiritually.
Oh my God.
How? Like, there's nothing spiritually, like, you're not supposed to stand with the Jews spiritually. Like, the Bible doesn't say that.
Oh my God. So I want to read a letter that I wrote that I am sending to the state of Israel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you better read it, because they're not going to.
To Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the honorable officials at the state of Israel. In this moment, I have chosen to ask you for citizenship in the state of Israel.
What?
I have nothing to offer but my voice of support. And some might say...
Well, the problem there, Glenn, is you owe them that? You're not doing them any favors.
I guarantee you he doesn't get it.
No, he... this is...
And some might say that my support might be more valuable as an independent voice. Perhaps they're correct. But my request for citizenship is not about words. It is about deeds. Why... one might wonder, would I want to embrace a heritage and identity that is so ruthlessly hunted down again and again?
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, like, ruthless. Why would I embrace an identity that's been totally ruthless and genocidal and an identity that I don't have any connection to? Well?
Yet it is precisely during such moments that we must choose to stand. I anticipate no privileges or exemption from the state of Israel. I instead yearn to align myself with those willing to rise, to fight, and sacrifice for the fundamental right to live. Is this not what both Israel and America embody? In closing, my desire for dual citizenship does not stem from any expectation of gain, but from a deep-rooted belief in standing with what is right and true. 10 years ago, I took my children to Israel for the first time, but we first visited Auschwitz in Poland. I told them, you cannot understand Israel without the Bible or Auschwitz.
Or Douglas Reed.
Israel remain an eternal flame of hope, a beacon of resilience, and a testament to the enduring human spirit.
Okay, show's over. I mean...
That was quite a banger to start with.
What do you even say to that? Like, that's just, I couldn't say it better to myself. That's the whole thing.
It's a self-refuting. It's like, no, if anybody ever says Glenn Beck again, like, there's nothing but.
Is Glenn Beck accidentally? Is he accidentally standing against Islam? Is that what he's doing? Pro-white bros?
Yeah, he's doing this. This is going to mean Muslims get deported.
I mean, from where? When?
This would mean Muslims get deported.
Oh, from the Levant into, like, they get to, they yeah, get from, deported yeah, from Palestine Europe into Europe, into Egypt yeah. and then into Europe. That's basically the plan.
Right. That they that's, have set up. That's it. Yeah. Muslims are getting deported from Palestine.
They keep trying to bribe the Israelis keep trying to bribe Egypt to take the Gazans. Yeah.
They keep raising saying stakes. No,
but it's like it's really you can clearly see this just a price thing. Like Egypt is eventually going to get a high enough price, and their plan is to like to pass them up to Europe. Like they're not going to stay in Egypt. They're not taking them in.
Yeah, the problem is though that
that's what's on the table. So.
Egypt could they went from like okay, we'll relieve all your debts. To now, like, they're apparently Al-Sisi is constructing, like, wants to construct, like, a $60 billion new capital city or something like that, or some thing. Right. And they're like, well, we'll just pay for that. But, and they're continuing to discuss this. And yesterday, WikiLeaks leaked an internal Israeli memo.
Uh-huh.
The Israeli Intelligence Ministry had prepared a memo about, it was from October 13th, about a plan to create a deportation plan of the Gazans to Egypt and how the Israelis would sell this in the media and ways that they could manipulate the media in the West to make Israel not look bad and how they could get Western countries to finance it by giving these financial incentives to Israel. And it's very – it should piss you off. Now, the text is in Hebrew and you have to, like, translate it, but people have done this. But it should piss everybody off because they just are sort of assuming – I mean, they could be accused of being anti-Semitic because they just assume that the media and financial apparatus of the Western countries are just at their command. That they don't need to convince Western countries to do this; they'll just get them to do it, right? And so, America has already been offering all kinds of incentives to Egypt to take on the Gazans. Now, the Egyptian president has said no, and there's a couple reasons why he would do this. And he would do this because, one, he doesn't want to be known in the Arab world as the guy who effectively, from his own words, was liquidated the Palestinian cause. And two, he doesn't want 2.5 million Palestinians in Egypt because that's going to destabilize his government. It's going to significantly destabilize his government to have not just refugees, but like Palestinian refugees who are going to be very militant, very anti-Israel, and are going to have a significant impact on the internal culture and politics of Egypt.
Isn't it a bit problematic to say liquidate?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm sure what he said was in Arabic, so maybe that, you know, who knows. But yeah, effectively, he said he doesn't want to be the one to know, known for liquidating the Palestinian cause.
Which means- genocide and Palestinian cause, whatever you say.
Right, that. Which effectively means wiping out the historic Palestinian nation in Gaza and that part of its historic homeland. So yeah, that would mean the end, just like the Armenians were liquidated from Nagorno-Karabakh, which was a historic Armenian place where they lived. That the historical Armenian community in Nagorno-Karabakh has been liquidated. Now, that was a significantly smaller community. It was only like 100,000 people. But still, they were ethnically cleansed from a historical region where they lived, thanks to Israel and America, basically. And thanks to the Armenians being fucking retarded themselves. But yeah.
I'm just still in shock from like Glenn Beck. I don't know why.
It's so
such a...
It's like we always like
the lack of dignity in that. I think that he thinks he's he thinks he's making some kind of like profound declaration of commitment to a higher cause. It's like, no, you're just announcing yourself as a bitch boy for a country that's not yours. You're announcing yourself as like, damn well that like there's never been more chatter in the modern age about Jewish power and how evil they are other than right now because of all this. And you choose to like just dive feet first in the conversation with the most contemptible position. Like, what is his show normally like when he's not doing that? Like, what does he do all day?
He's writes always on a blackboard. Like, basically, his face is always between two Jewish butt cheeks. Like, that's pretty consistent. But like, he always goes. He literally is outdoing himself now. It's wild. And of course he's getting high on, and I think part of this is not simply that he's being paid. There's more to it. Well, there's some psychological thing.
I was just
going
wondering, like,
because
the Blaze, getting paid, but yeah. There's no way that's a popular message. So is the Blaze just kept afloat by Jewish money because there's nothing profitable in it? Like, because there's no there's no way that that is selling anybody on anything. It's just keeping that message alive and out there.
Well, the only people he's convincing, again, are like senile people in nursing homes that are glued to their television sets. That's it. Like, he's not convincing anybody else. He doesn't have an audience younger. He does not have an audience member younger than 65.
It seems
unless
like
somebody is watching it to like own them and like laugh at them, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of stunned. I'm actually kind of stunned. What do you got there, Alex? What is that?
This is Josh Hawley versus Mayorkas.
I don't know how much this I can take.
Wait till you see what they're actually arguing about. It's fucking insane.
Well, I know that Mayorkas was saying some stuff yesterday about how bad anti-Semitism is.
So is Josh Hawley? Josh Hawley proving how like what a wonderful
is Josh Hawley? Like we need.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway. With annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us, therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Deport anti-Semites. We
need to defend free speech on the internet so everyone can declare their allegiance to Israel more freely without fear of reprisal, right? That's what we need to do, Josh. All
right, without fear of these Muslims, these Josh crazy, Hollywood. Censorious Muslims and liberals are going to hunt them down. All right,
here we go.
Ken, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas did not mince words. He said, this is not a moment to let our guards down. What else did you hear?
Guards. What guards?
That's right.
Wait, isn't border policy like the guards are now?
We have guards?
We just don't have them, yeah.
I was unaware. I was unaware that we had guards.
And FBI Director Chris Wray said that the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of terrorist attacks on Americans. Wray said that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration, the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. And he pointed out that Al-Qaeda has issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years, and that ISIS is urging its followers to target Jewish communities.
Their most specific call? So is it actually specific, or is it not specific?
Show me evidence of that.
They just make this shit up.
In the U.S. and
Europe. They're just making it up, yeah.
It's also a really dramatic moment in this hearing, Chris, when Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican, was questioning Secretary Mayorkas about the actions of a DHS asylum officer who praised the Hamas attack on Israel in some really objectionable language. Take a listen to this exchange.
Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these, frankly, pro-genocidal slogans. And
I don't see any support for Israel in there. What do you mean pro-genocidal?
Images on the day.
So is this Hawley? So this is Hawley.
That's Hawley.
So Hawley's complaining about this officer posted memes of paragliders on his on his Facebook account.
That's where we are. Yep.
Yeah. Correct. Or Instagram or whatever the fuck.
Shouldn't Hawley be just like up in arms and angry about the idea of using someone's private social media posts to like judge whether or not they're allowed to work at a job? I mean, that was the always problem I had, is like people should be allowed to say what they want on Facebook, you know? Like, wouldn't Josh Hawley be
say what you want and work for the government? It goes way back
to the standard pool party. Like the original, like the genesis of that meme was the, you know, a gated community that someone let a bunch of niggers in and the cops had to come and shut it down. And a woman who had nothing to do with it, who didn't even live on that side of the country, commented on it on Facebook and lost her job as a teacher. Josh Hawley, like, that's who you're supposed to be mad on the part of. Or shouldn't you be against this sort of like social media witch hunt?
No, that's not how this works. You think you can just go on the internet and criticize Israel?
No, particularly not if you work for Department of Homeland Security.
Let's hear Mr.
Let's do that.
Let's hear the based free speech warrior out.
And images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds.
Deservedly so.
What have you done about this?
Four things I'd like to say to you.
Just go fuck what yourself. Fuck? Like, what is he going to say? Are they going to argue about over
one,
who loves?
I'm Jewish.
Who loves Israel more?
Two, okay. I'm Jewish.
Jewish. Three, I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
Four, the only matter, the only blood that matters is Jewish blood. Like, those are the four. Yeah, I have, right. I think I have four drops we could hit.
Say to you, number one, your question to suggest that it, that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
I'm sorry. What have you? This person works for the Department of Homeland Security. Have you fired her?
That was one of four answers.
Have you fired her?
One.
Have you fired her? Don't come to this hearing room when Israel has been invaded and Jewish students are barricaded.
Dude, he's a fucking kike. You're yelling at a kike that he's not doing enough for kike.
These are just like Republic. This is like, this is a base Republican, like. From a state that he couldn't.
This is fucking humiliating.
A state that he couldn't.
Can I just make sure everybody understands that a Republican in a hearing involving the Department of Homeland Security, his first priority is to go after him for having somebody who posted something about Palestine in favor of Palestine when the Department of Homeland Security is supposed to be protecting our borders. But that's not entering the conversation.
It's not entering the conversation at all.
I fucking love Israel so much, and I'm deeply hurt that you have someone on your staff who would post a meme that's anti-Israel.
He's yelling at a Jew who controls – so understand this. America's borders are quite literally controlled by a Jew, just so you understand. Similar in Britain. Actually, no, in Britain they're controlled by a Pajit, but whatever. America's borders are quite literally controlled by a Jew, and this Republican is telling that Jew – your staff that controls America's borders is not pro-Jewish enough.
Libraries in this country and cannot be escorted out because they are threatened for their lives. Ooh. You have employees who are celebrating genocide, and you are saying it's despicable for me to answer.
Where's the genocide? So I can celebrate too. Genocide? I don't see a genocide.
The Jews are scared right now, and you're laughing.
But it's not a genocide. It's not a genocide. It's not a genocide. There's a war happening.
And you are saying
genocide happening to Palestine.
And keep in mind, this is a guy who's he's a senator from a state. He couldn't lose his election if he tried to. That's how deep red his fucking voter base. And you think this is what they want, but this is what those guys do.
Well, they might be like softly pro Israel in his state, but they're not going to be this exercised about it, right? Like, this is an act. He is performing. Now, unlike Glenn Beck, who I think on some level is, like, spiritually wishes he was a Jew, this guy is just acting.
I don't know, man. He looks to just be very, very earnest. If he's acting, he's a method actor.
Well,
he's padding his resume for something. Like, this is some kind of like bona fides enhancement for him that he's doing this.
Well,
these
guys are pretty good. One of the things that's always amazed me is how unconvincing these politicians are on anything. But then when this issue comes up, when Israel and such comes up, they suddenly bloom, like they like blossom. They like come into their own. Oh, you know,
suddenly
they're like,
he's a
suddenly
firebrand.
They're awake and alive.
Suddenly a firebrand. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's despicable for me to ask the question.
Senator Hawley takes an adversarial approach to me in this question. And perhaps,
well, he should, but not on this subject. He doesn't. Like, why don't you seal our borders, you fucking kike?
Well, what's funny
that's the kind
is
of adversarial.
He's actually being more level-headed about this. And that's because the Jew is, frankly, more intelligent.
But it's because this is a distraction from the issue at hand. This is like total, like, this has nothing to do with border policy.
Well, that's actually what Alejandro Mayorkas is probably annoyed at, is that he's like, you're scoring like cheap ass. He's basically saying you're scoring cheap political points when there's an actual issue that we have.
Yeah.
And you're literally doing a grandstand for cheap political points, because that's all Republicans ever do.
Right.
Right now, Alejandro Mayorkas is like, look, I was put in the position of controlling America's borders for a very serious purpose, to promote Jewish power. And frankly, this weird political grandstanding that Josh Hawley is doing is kind of wasting my time.
Yes.
You know, like, I need to talk to the adults in the room and like discuss how we're going to actually like kick.
You
know, do whatever their agenda is, kick people out, let people in, like whatever we're going to do, you know.
And perhaps he doesn't know my own background. Perhaps he does not know that I am the child of a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I'm Jewish. I was like, are we getting another drop out of this?
That my mother lost almost all her family.
What, do they all like go to Chile or something? Where'd they go?
at the hands of the Nazis.
The Chili's?
They all my mother's entire family changed their names and relocated and then pretended they were dead. Pad the admission yeah. fucking stats. Yeah.
And so I
I don't know where this guy got his Hispanic name from, but you know, we didn't put when we went to DC, we like didn't put this guy's face on a war criminal sign because he's not directly involved in foreign policy. But yeah, he's just a number of these kikes that are running everything in America.
So I find his adversarial tone to be entirely misplaced. I find it to be
Is that fucking Romney?
It looks like it. I thought Romney he was also, done. Or hasn't he decided he's retiring? Out, he's not running again after this.
He looks. Look at the look on his face. Look how
he said to his credit that it was time for someone other than baby boomers to be in charge. I believe that he said that recently.
I mean, okay.
I'm like, all right, what? Fuck it. I'll give you a free pass, Romney. At least you did one thing right in your life.
He looks fucking thrilled to be there. What is going through this guy's mind?
Well, this is kind of why Romney's like, look, can I just check out and go to my mansion?
Is he cringing? Is he cringing at the Jew or is he cringing at Holly? Like, how can you even, like, he's just like, I can't believe
I don't even know who he's cringing
at. Is he cringing at this? Who's this nigger all
of
it.
He's probably like the rest of us.
Is that a DJ?
Is there a contest to see how much Jew dick can be sucked and how hard someone...
Yes, and Josh Hawley, being a non-boomer, being an Xer or maybe even a millennial... Yeah. Is like actively competing in the Jew dick sucking contest. He's like, look, and it's like a Jew is like, hey, listen, I already nutted. You don't need to keep sucking.
It's respectful.
That's basically what my organs are saying. He's like, look, I already had a nut. Like now it's just annoying. You continue to slobber my knob. Heritage,
and I do not expect an apology.
Oh.
And Chris, Secretary Mayorkas also said during that exchange that the employee in question had been placed on leave and he could not comment on the details.
So don't worry, Holly. The censorship regime is alive and well. If you say the wrong thing on Facebook, you lose your job.
First of all,
good job.
There was never any
question. Literally the opposite of Holly's fucking like campaign promises is that he would want to enforce like ideological standards from your Facebook posts. That's literally the opposite of what he asked for.
Who actually has the balls to go to that hearing and be like, wait, why should that person be fired? Like, why should that person be fired? Like if they're an American citizen, they have First Amendment rights. They're working for the government. Like, why can't they comment any way they want on a foreign conflict? Right? Why can't they take any position they want on a foreign conflict?
I guess
it's not.
I guess we just have to abolish Section 230
by Josh
right?
Hawley.
That's what Josh Hawley needs to do. We're gonna abolish that Section 230 again. So we're gonna have free speech on the internet again. It's like, will Section 230 get you, Josh Hawley, to stop cheering for people to lose their jobs over Facebook posts? Is that what's happening?
I mean, the Section 230 shit is. Just
I know.
Like,
I'm just throwing that out there as like the bull. Yeah. Like that's he's a big champion of all that stuff.
Well, he wants the ADL to be allowed to like sue anybody for things posted on the internet. So he doesn't just want the person fired. He wants the ADL to be allowed to like sue Facebook or whatever for ever allowing such an image to be posted. So the ADL is attacking Holly for this little display.
No, this is Yad Vashem got mentioned in a
call. Oh, Yad Vashem, right.
Yeah, it caused me to remember another story that I just saw, which apparently Israel's UN ambassador
is
running around with a yellow fucking star pinned to his.
We've got to get that video. Do we have that? Like the video of Gadi? What's the guy's? What's the Israel UN ambassador? Anyway,
it doesn't look like the video's in the story.
Gilad Erdan or something?
Yeah, Gilad Erdan.
Glad.
The Yad Vashem is going after him.
If we could get video of that. When your fucking rhetoric is so crazy that even Yad Vashem is like, whoa, now. Back it down, Scotch.
All right. I think I got it here.
Yeah.
So they're just going to...
This is very funny.
So he's going to put on a yellow star, right?
Just watch.
Today,
this is hilarious.
After innocent Jewish babies were burned alive...
Yeah, I mean, we can just step over that.
Do we have any shred of evidence whatsoever?
This council is still silent. Some member states have learned nothing in the past 80 years.
It's true. They keep letting you fucking talk. They've learned nothing about dealing. Like, stop allowing Israel to exist. You've learned not. Listen to how they lie. Listen to how they throw around these crazy accusations to try to emotionally blackmail you into fucking going along with their schemes. But anyway, he keeps
going. I've actually got some audio here that was taken from this Hamas body cams while they're roaming around in an Israeli house. It's
Guess I should find an oven.
Yeah. So that's from what they were saying in English to each other. And they were like,
in the fucking oven, you're going to go ahead first.
That's a Hamas guy talking to a Jew baby.
Yeah, they were getting everything preheated, and he was
like, oven right now is at 616 degrees.
So somebody hand me a baby. Like,
would you mind getting inside the oven?
And after the babies were in there, you know, Guy Fieri showed up to do one of his episodes, and he was like,
put him in the oven.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Wow, I fucked that up.
Yeah. Cooking it down. The skin's nice and crispy.
That's like in process. Oh, that's what they were working on.
And look, somebody walked in on them. Somebody walked in on them and caught them doing it, and they were like,
you can call me anti-Semitic if you want.
Oh,
here it is.
And they were like, why are you putting that Jewish baby in the oven? And Hamas was like,
I hate Group A for no rational reason whatsoever.
All right, that's a little bit of a stretch there. Well, yeah, like that's a bit of a stretch. But like the way this got out to the media was Guy like called up the AP. He's like,
there's a nice little surprise inside of these ovens.
You're not going to believe what it is. It's babies.
And then actually when the Jews found the kid in the oven, it actually was still alive, and it was like,
am I an extra crispy boy?
Oh god.
Crispy as fuck.
Yeah.
Extra crispy.
There were so many babies. There were so many that they're like,
we're going to need a bigger oven.
Oven's too small.
Halloween.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening there is an Odyssey stream where Sudden Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
It's over.
Shut it down!
T. McNabb. Yeah. Shut it down.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have any others that
I'm
going to
hit this drop because I'm not sure what this drop is. And I just want to refresh my memory.
White power.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
Remember that guy? What happened to him?
Yeah.
White power.
Yeah, whatever did happen to that guy. That guy was great, man. Hope he didn't turn it into like an A-log, but who knows?
Let's go back. Let's go back into this video here.
Some of you have forgotten why this body was established. So
I haven't forgotten. It's literally established to keep you people sovereign. It's literally there to pretend that the rest of the world has a voice in what Zionism does with America's fucking military might. This body exists to have. To have fucking resolutions condemning my country vetoed by the United States and France. That's why this body exists. This body exists to make sure that nobody ever can go against us with any sort of legitimate fucking...
I will remind you, from this day on, each time you look at me, you will remember what staying silent in the face of evil means.
Oh my God.
Just like my grandparents and the grandparents of millions of Jews, from now on, my team and I will wear yellow stars.
Can you get like every Jew in the world to do that? Not just you guys?
Yeah. Put the vibe out.
He fucking stood up.
He
fucking stood up when he put it on. This fucking.
You will wear this star until you condemn the atrocities of Hamas. And demand the immediate release of our hostages.
Fuck
Never
you.
Never again is now.
No, again and again and again and again and again and again until you people are gone. Never again is like allowing Jews to like exist. Never again is Israel.
Well, never again that's the, is that's like the lesson, another one of
that's
these
the lesson destroying... That's the lesson this body needs to learn is like, it's like you cannot, like the entire thing was set up just to keep this shit going. Never again.
Well, they're fucking mad because the UN passed a resolution demanding Israel's ceasefire. Like 140 some countries voted for it. Like 40 countries abstained and only 14 voted against, which was like the United States and like a bunch of like Pacific Island countries.
Yeah.
Like literally it was like Togo, and like Vanuatu and shit were the countries that were joining the U.S. to vote against, which just means that America just gave them money to do it. Even European countries like France actually voted for the resolution, and on European countries like abstained. So you can't even say it was like G7 countries that which are basically G7 are like the top most occupied countries by America.
Right.
They had to kick
Russia out.
You can't even say like
because they lost control. Well, they thought they had control of Russia. It was the G8, but they had to boot those guys because they caught the band hammer. So Yad Vashem, pardon me, Holocaust Museum Director Danny Dayan calls out Israel's ambassador UN Gilad Erdan for donning a yellow Star of David during his address to Security Council yesterday, saying it dishonors both the victims of the Holocaust and the state of Israel. Can't be dishonor. Oh, it's such a dishonor. The yellow patch symbolizes the helplessness of the Jewish people and being at the mercy of others. Today we have an independent country with a strong army. Yeah, that strong army is called the United States of America.
Yeah, problem is it's not.
You have some strong adult diapers, and then you have like, I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm going to come in and help defeat your enemies. I'm going to flood the tunnels from the river to the sea.
We're going to use nerve gas.
We're going to use mind control. Mind control on Josh Hawley.
Josh Hawley doesn't need any more mind control. He's already got.
Problem, like, are you a victim or are you really strong and powerful?
Oh, well, here we go.
Well, this is Dion continues. Also,
we are masters of our destiny. Today, we place a blue-white flag on the lapel, not a yellow patch.
How about you be a master of your destiny without any U.S. military funding?
A master of your destiny without having. Right. I guess that's being like when you take an entire nation like that as a slave. I guess you are really the master of your destiny then. You know,
like I'm not convinced of this whole idea that if Israel falls, it'll all come to the United States. I'm like,
that's just a lie.
I'm saying they're going to make it out. I don't assume that.
You know, that narrative out there that like Israel is like this tip of the spear fighting against like the Islamic Caliphate, that's just bullshit.
Oh, that's
they're
nonsense.
Just fighting you. Like nothing's coming. If it does come to the United States, I mean, the United States deserves it for what they've the decades and decades of supporting this rogue state, this terror state, Israel, for in its fucking its rule over the entire earth. Like America deserves whatever it gets after that. I mean, I live here, so I hope it's not too bad. But I mean, I can't really complain too hard. I mean, it's literally the chickens coming home the roost. It's literally it's not the little Eichmanns though. Like that was the wrong. It's the little. I don't know. It's the little BBs. It's the little Shlomos. It's the little Ben Gurions. That's the shit's coming home to roost for. Eichmann tried to stop it. You know,
Eichmann was trying to organize the trains in such a way that this wouldn't be happening.
Never would have happened. The people handing out the gold stars. I mean, they're the ones. They had the right idea. The problem is the entire world.
Here's my theory on what Yad Vashem is really worried about is that they're like you basically because their task is the preservation of the Holocaust narrative because the Holocaust narrative is a plank of Jewish power. And he's like, the problem is that you're going to the well like too often and in the wrong way. And when Israel is obviously the more powerful party and when Israel itself is committing genocide, it's perverse and disgusting for a Jew at some level, like there have to be some Jews that have a little bit of self-awareness here. Like, and frankly, you know, this display isn't going to draw any sympathy to Israel. Like, this is the thing. Like, do you think that him doing this is going to increase or decrease sympathy for Israel? Because what he really looks like is a fucking psychopath, right? Like, you have these fucking psychopaths there at the UN putting on yellow stars and demanding sympathy from people while they're actively engaged in an ethnic cleansing campaign. Like it's fucking perverted and it makes people fucking hate them. And it also is going to weaken the moral power of the Holocaust narrative. This is what Danny Dayan is worried about. He's like, you are by doing this. He's like, you're taking our weakness narrative and you're misapplying it. And you're going to make people be like, maybe you should be like, that's the reaction that people are going to have that are not totally brainwashed by Jew shit. You know, people who are not totally, which most of the world is going to be like, well, maybe you should be put in ovens for this shit. Like, this is fucking obnoxious. This is like really like these people are psychos. like, this is actually going to be diluting the power of the Holocaust narrative. It's going to make people be like, well, obviously Jews just use the Holocaust as a thing for their own advantage.
Every time they're not getting their way, they remind you, my grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, literally, give us what we want, or like, you're a genocide. It's like, at some point people are gonna be like, all right, well, I guess we're just genociding you, because frankly, we have had enough of this fucking hand, like, this finger wagging from you fucking people. Like, you know, like, it's just, it's way too much. It's fucking obnoxious. And frankly, you look like a psycho. Like, that guy just comes off like a fucking sociopath to people, right? And they're just like, what?
Amnesty International says Israeli forces wounded Lebanese civilians with white phosphorus. So,
oh, dude, you know what the Jews are doing in Lebanon?
Jesus Christ.
They're shooting white phosphorus into the Lebanese forests and burning them down so that when there's a potential conflict with the Lebanese, they don't have any forest cover from which to attack Israel. So they are burning. They have something like 40,000 acres of forests in Lebanon are on fire. And remember, Lebanon, if you look at their flag, Lebanese flag is two red stripes with a white stripe in the middle with a cedar tree. Because it's known to have these big, majestic forests
going, all the way back to the Bible days.
Old growth cedar forests, right? And the Jews are right now burning that shit down with white phosphorus. Yet another crime against the world to do this, right? They bombed one of the oldest churches in the world. Now they're burning down these ancient cedar forests. There's no crime these people won't commit. You know? There's no crime these people won't fucking commit.
Just wish I could put myself in the shoes of someone who's like not an advanced anti-Semite and see that speech and like what do you even think when you listen to that? What do you think when you listen to Bali?
Well, look, I didn't become an anti-Semite for no reason, right? You know, like, that's the thing. Like, it didn't come out of nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't identify with, like, what's holding it back. And because it seems like it's held back in a lot of people. Like, there's not enough anti-Semitism, and there should be. There's so much fucking fertile soil for it to grow out of. What's that?
Interesting paragraph on white phosphorus in this article about it. White phosphorus is considered an incendiary weapon under Protocol 3 of the Convention of the Prohibition of Use of Certain Conventional Weapons. The protocol prohibits using incendiary weapons against military targets located among civilians, although Israel has not signed it and is not bound by it.
Yeah, but they're not even using it.
Would you guys call them the asterisk yesterday? Well, here's the other day?
What's the protocol for use of white phosphorus to deforest a neighboring nation?
Well, there's no protocol when you're not a signer of the treaty.
When you're just not obligated to follow any rules. We're the asterisk.
Right. That was it by the numbers?
Israel's just not obligated to follow rules.
It's the asterisk. Right. They just do whatever. It's like all these rules are for everybody else.
Even if they were bound, because, you know, they did sign the Geneva Conventions, but they don't pay attention to that. Like, Israel is a signatory to the Geneva Convention, but they just don't follow it. So, and no one's calling them to account. And the International Criminal Court has said, like, yeah, we have an investigation opened, and Erdogan has even said he's filing complaints. I'm like, Erdogan, there's one thing you can do right now that would be more relevant than filing a complaint with an international body that
Lob
the Jews
missiles?
Are simply not going to let into their country.
Lob missiles.
Don't even have to do that.
Oh.
Cut off the oil.
Oh, cut off the oil. Yeah.
Cut the oil from Turkey to Israel. Cut the pipeline now. The Iranians actually called for this yesterday. They said any Arab and Muslim nation must cease all exports to Israel of anything now. And it's like, that seems reasonable to me.
That's totally
reasonable. That's a non-aggressive
cease
move.
Exports
you
to the United States. Stop giving your – stop letting it – you can hold the entire economy of the world hostage over this.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is that Middle Eastern oil doesn't really come to the United States, but they could cease exports to Europe.
Okay.
They could stop exports to Europe, and Europeans who already are dealing with like fucking astronomical oil prices.
Yep.
If they did that, it would actually significantly destabilize Europe. The politics in Europe would become very, very unpredictable if gas prices went to like, I don't know, like 10 euro a gallon or something. I don't know. I know that in Europe, it's like we think that $4 a gallon is expensive, and it is. But in Europe, it's like, they deal with that's like low for them. That's like average, you know. So I don't know. I'm wondering what is the gas? Like, what is the gas price in Germany right now?
Who knows?
What is that? What is the current average? here. So it's $1.95 based on $1.95 a liter.
Oh God, that's not even real. And for $1.95, you just don't get any gas because a liter's a liter's fake. Half a bottle of Coke.
Okay, so there's about 4 liters to a gallon, so it's about $8 a gallon for gas in Germany right now. That's fucking wild. That's twice what we pay.
It's because they take climate change seriously. Always have.
Oh my God, dude! I gotta say, you know that I talk about the Duran a lot because that's like one of the few channels on YouTube I actually watch. You know, I don't watch it. I watch it maybe half hour or so a day just to see what kind of shit they're saying. Yesterday they had on this Jew. I'm almost positive a Jew. He's a Jew, and he's a Canadian. His name is Matthew Ehret, E-H-R-E-T. That sounds like a fucking Israeli name to me, right? Matthew that sounds rat. Like a fucking Jew name, right?
It's a rat.
And he's got curly hair. He's got curly hair and glasses. He's got the Jew look, right? And he's a big conspirator. He was a big COVID tier guy, big pusher of that, big WEF guy. And he was supposed to be talking to them about, like, current Middle Eastern reality. But he's on there talking about how, like, the British elite are motivated by, like, pagan mystery cults, going back to Aleister Crowley and some Russian mystic called Blavatsky, who was probably actually Jewish, but in any case is irrelevant now because shit's all over 100 years old, and how, like, this all – the creation of the State of Israel was based on, like, pro-Nazi British elites. And I'm like, see, again, like, what is going on? Like, why are you having this kind of bullshit on your fucking channel that's supposed to be doing serious geopolitical analysis, and you have this kook? He's not a kook. He's a Jew. And this guy, literally, I looked him up. He literally has articles on why the Jews run the world conspiracy is wrong, and it's actually like Anglo elites that believe in like pagan mystery cults. And I'm like, just actually fucking kill yourself. Like, just get this shit. Just get this fucking garbage. Like, get this shit away. Like, I'm probably not gonna be watching that channel anymore because I'm like, I can't. If you were fucking psyoped into having this kike on your channel, something is going on if you're pushing this kind of shit. Right now you have like this massive, like everybody hates Israel right now. and so
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
So you have this guy on your channel that's going to be talking about how Israel was actually created by Anglo-Nazi people? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, that is
retarded. And it's really stupid. Like, it's like, but this it's like, is, it like, is criminal it, people is it like presented, shit right now.
It's like presented in such a way that it feels like it's hidden history that they don't tell you, so yes, it feels special. Exactly. I mean, that's the trick to some of this stuff. Like, it just, so, and then just, if you, just playing, if like, you, games and smoke and mirrors with, like, Israel, it's like, that's what it's all about. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, and if you say, like, this is actually really dumb, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, mainstream narrative believer.
It's just like, you just don't get right.
It.
Right,
it's
yeah.
got a permanent, it's got, like, a permanent suit of armor on it, which is yeah. any questioners can just be accused of being, like, blue-pilled, right?
Right.
You know, it's like an unfalsified, it's, like, unfalsifiable because any questioning of it,
well, it's just false.
You're blue-pilled. Yeah. Right. It's just made up. I mean, it's yeah. fucking fake. And yeah, it's presented to you like secret, hidden knowledge. And so yeah, if you like believe
it's
just, in it,
it's hidden
like, look,
because
you don't
it's a,
think
it's hidden because it's a lie.
You don't. Yeah, like, yeah the reason that people don't, the reason that it's not mainstream or hidden is just not true. Like there are things that are, and the thing is sort of like, yeah, there are things that are hidden from you, but that doesn't mean that anything claiming to be hidden history is in fact true. And if you want me to believe that like the fucking brown prime minister of Britain is like part of some Anglo-Saxon pagan mystery cult elite that was secretly pro-Nazi and created Israel to like harm Jews. That's the other thing you're saying. Israel was created by pro-Nazis. Like, first of all, that's retarded. Israel was created by Zionist Jews. Mm-hmm. But also, like, who was the first world leader to recognize Israel in 1948? Harry Truman. The same man who was president in the last year of World War II who dropped a fucking nuke on Japan. You think Harry Truman was a pro-Nazi? That's fucking retarded. I'm sorry, if you're going to tell me Harry Truman, whose recognition of the State of Israel basically made it final, you know, made it, now it's real, the United States, the winner of World War II has said it's real, this guy's a pro-Nazi? Like, telling somebody that Harry Truman was pro-Nazi is probably one of the most retarded things you could ever say in the world, and frankly,
but bro, it blows my mind, yeah. Bro. It's mind blowing.
But it's mind blowing.
Harry Truman was one. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. That's like that's like some that's the Alex Jones level of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that's what conspiracy shit's for. That's how it's designed. Mm-hmm. Like here's this pro.
Yeah.
Here's this narrative. You don't even understand that it's pro Israeli. But here it is. I made it up. I made it up just for you. It's a hole. That's my hole. I'm gonna climb into it. I'll go through neocon fucking mountain. Come out the other side a twisted fucking Shabbos goy.
Okay.
God, it's sick. It's fucking sick. Oh God! Somebody made a meme version of the. Did you see this hockey shit? We didn't talk about it Monday.
Are we talking about the
freak accident? There's been a lot of. There's been like a
okay.
According to like Steve Saylor and some people he saw in Matthew Iglesias, there's been an uptick in freak accidents since 2020, and I'm not sure if it's about COVID. The freak accidents might be the freak accident that took George Floyd away from us, led to a lot of freak accidents around cities around the country. And a lot of freak accidents.
You know what I find interesting about that?
Mm.
We didn't bomb Detroit. And I don't recall seeing boomers really talking very much about how we should just ethnically cleanse these areas of blacks. In fact, they seemed to be quiet as Churchmeister in that entire episode that we had.
Oh, so it looks like we got some coverage in Vice. Vice wrote an article about us.
Okay. That's a shame.
Oh, sorry. Why?
That's just a terrible outlet to have like coverage from anything.
Yeah, I mean it would be better to have.
I thought they were sold off. Aren't they yeah. defunct? Why are they still around?
Yeah, I'm not sure what their lifeline is, but it would be better to have have coverage from something that people actually read, even if negative. But I'm sorry if I interrupted something because I was looking at that first.
You interrupted Vice's like reports on like eating ass and butt plugs. Like, what kind of news do they do? Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen a story out of Vice that didn't have something to do with like gay sex toys. Yeah, I can't remember the last time they were actually covering something. It's a fucking ridiculous.
They're not. I mean, I think most of their shit is probably. Oh, this is by Tess Owen. Okay, Tess Owen. I haven't heard that name in years. Neo-Nazis are showing up at protests in an attempt to push anti-Jewish conspiracy theories and tropes into the mainstream. Around 40 people affiliated with the National Justice Party, a white nationalist and anti-Semitic group, gathered in front of the White House to protest Israel last weekend. The group was led by Mike Painovich, longtime white nationalist personality, previously used the alias Mike Enoch, one of the architects of the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally. Deadly, remember? Brain bashing cliche here.
That's slander. Hmm. You have not been charged with that, and you were
not an architect,
and you were dismissed from a case around that. That's Vice. That's how Vice. That's how fucking Vice operates, though, right? Just get facts wrong and slander. They'll never.
You know, they're lying, and Tess Owen knows it's a lie. She knows that's a lie.
Maybe we should have our lawyers.
Literally, the court system of the United States found that to be a lie. Like it's, I mean, not that that's necessarily a proof, but like,
well, in this fucking.
But there's no evidence
in this context. That's enough. That's all it takes. The court is the rule of law, and you're not allowed to say you were found to be not an architect. Of that,
right? Well, I was released from the lawsuit because there's absolutely no evidence of that. And also the accusation there is that the protest itself was organized in order to kill Heather Heyer, like the purpose, which is also frankly the slanderous accusation against everybody involved, even the people that were involved that I don't really like personally. Like they're still being slandered.
So the entire thing,
even Richard Spencer, who's a total douchebag, is being slandered by that accusation. But anyway, pressing forward, Israel is a pure genocidal state, make no mistake, Painovich told rally attendees over PA. We Americans have been snookered into supporting Israel by Jewish control of our banks, our media, and our politicians, but we have to say enough and rise up as a people. Now, here's a blatant lie, and I will tell you this is a blatant lie, and you can see that this is a blatant lie with your own eyes if you watch our videos.
Architecture.
Architecture.
I couldn't find the drop. There it is.
Their small demonstration was dwarfed by the hundreds strong protests that flooded the streets of Washington. No. No. There was no 100 strong protest, and it wasn't flooding the streets. Their demonstration was objectively smaller than ours, and when we showed up, they moved across the street to the northern, to one block north. I'm assuming it's north. It feels like it was north. I don't know. They moved across the street and one block further away to the right. Other end of Lafayette Park, and there were fewer of them than there were of us, and most of the Muslim participants that had come to either view or take part in their protests came back down to stand across the street from us and watch our protest. That's the facts. It's also backed up by the video of our protest where, frankly, there's not very many people, maybe 15, 20 of them out in front of the White House. Now, I know there's a demonstration planned for Saturday in D.C., which will probably be quite large. But flooding the streets of D.C., there was, frankly, no pro-Palestine demonstration flooding the streets of D.C. on Saturday. There just wasn't. That's just made up.
Right.
It's utterly made up. But Banovich's rhetoric is an example of how far-right anti-Semites are trying to use the pro-Palestine movement, hijack some of its language criticizing the Israeli government's actions. What's funny is they're going to be backing off any rhetoric and accusations of genocide because I made that. So what is their agenda? Their agenda is to gatekeep the pro-Palestine movement, not to help Palestinians.
Right.
It's literally exactly what they are accusing me of. If you think that I don't genuinely care about the Palestinian cause, you're wrong. I was actually – that was one of the first things that got me into politics. If you think that I'm not genuinely upset by seeing these people fucking getting bombed to shit by fucking Jew bombs paid for by the United States, you're wrong. And then they're saying that we would genocide the Palestinians. Absolutely false. Absolutely fucking false.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Absolutely false. I have no intention to genocide Palestinians. It's fucking retarded. Palestinians never did anything to me. Particularly not the ones that are
That's weird. So they're
hard-headed.
So they're acknowledging that genociding Palestinians is bad? That's weird.
I'm just catching them on their little petard here.
It's like, you're supporting the nation that wants to genocide like Palestine, like literally for real by accusing
a
protester.
There's like a number of different petards. Like,
yeah.
There's a variety of petards that they're standing upon here. Yeah. Hijacking some of its language, criticize the Israeli government's actions in Gaza, and they use that as a vehicle to push anti-Jewish conspiracy theories and tropes into the mainstream. And then we have a tweet by Daryl Lamont Jenkins.
Oh, God, that fucking
Who he's using the Robert E. Lee statue melted face as his avatar. So
yes.
There are some people on our team using that as their avatar out of outrage, and he's using it as a fuck you, right? Looks like the Nazis from the National Justice Party are trying to hijack pro-Palestinian rally at the White House right now. The rally since moved to BLM Plaza, and the boneheads are smart enough to keep their distance, but they are still there. No. Here's the thing. No. Here's the problem. You guys ran away when we showed up. They ran away when we showed up. It's not smart enough to keep our distance. We didn't want anything to do with your fucking gay faggot protest.
Right.
Frankly, these are the Palestinians. Why are you putting a fucking tranny? You want to talk about hijacking? Why are you putting a tranny flag next to a Palestine flag? Why are you polluting their movement with your faggot shit? Why are you making your protest about something that would literally get you stoned to death in Palestine? You know what doesn't get you stoned to death in Palestine? Being a fucking Nazi. You want to know what people in Palestine like? Fucking Adolf Hitler. They love Hitler in Palestine. They legitimately do. If you talk to Arabs from that part, like the ones here that have been polluted by like Jewish shit or are like moderating themselves because they're part of some gay fucking faggot Jew activist shit, they will like moderate themselves. In Palestine, they got pictures of Adolf Hitler on their walls in their homes. How many fucking pictures of Adolf Hitler are getting bombed by Jews right now that these Palestinians put up on their wall in their house? They love Nazis. Remember, Matthew Cockrell actually – I should call out Matthew Cockrell for his claims that the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem was complicit in the Holocaust. That kind of rhetoric, Matthew, enables the Jews to do what they're doing in the Palestinians right now. Your actual genetic brethren, Matthew, because he's half Egyptian. People that are – you are half Arabic, very closely related to the Palestinians. And he even admitted that he was using a genocidal Jewish Zionist text to make that claim against the Grand Mufti. Why did that Jew that wrote that book that you cited to say that the Grand Mufti of Palestine was complicit in the Holocaust, why did he put that in his book? He put that in his book so the Jews have an excuse to do what they're doing right now, Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I understand that you've been standing against what's going on in Gaza on Twitter, but you help it along when you promote that genocidal Jewish shit, Matthew. Anyway, let's keep going. The presence of the National Justice Party in D.C. shouldn't be seen as an indication there is some ideological kinship between that group and the wider pro-Palestine movement. Fringe extremist groups are first and foremost opportunists and will leap at any chance to insert themselves into a popular movement. In 2020, the anti-government boogaloo movement's gun-toting adherents, including white supremacists, unsuccessfully tried to latch on to the Black Lives Matter movement by claiming they shared similar goal. Okay. I mean, that was actually – that was a very – I mean, I didn't – let's just press forward. I mean, if that's true, like, that's just more stupidity by the boogaloo movement. You know, if that was going on – I guess that sort of was going on when they were doing,
the boogaloo movement, they're libertarians. They do stupid shit like that.
Yeah, they do that kind of dumb shit. They're not okay. Just, so here we go.
The problem is they can, you know, these leftists, they conflate all these things together like they're the same.
Okay, here's the slanderous accusation. They're not pro Palestine. They just hate Jews, and they see this as a moment, an opportunity to get attention, get coverage, put their banners, their images, their ideas into reporting patterns. Said John Lewis.
Yeah, but it's like we hate Jews because of shit like this.
Yeah, but see Israel doing this, it justifies our hatred of Jews. Like, again, right. you kind of want to sidestep this issue. A program on Extreme and told Vice News the recent displays by brazen anti-Semites, 9 out of 10 of them would happily commit a hate crime against anyone at the pro-Palestine protest. Well, that's not true. The thing they want to avoid, and the thing that it's going down, also an article about this, the thing they want to avoid is that their protest actually became emptied of the actual Arab and Muslim people who came one block down to watch our protest and who actually were desperately trying to get that fat black woman screaming at us to shut the fuck up and stop bothering us. And that when at the end we were walking out and some guy who was either white or Jewish, some Antifa, some fat nerd, Antifa, yelled at us. He just said, get the fuck out of here. And you know, I turned around. He was expecting us to just keep walking. So I turned around and I confronted the guy. I was like, why? Why should we get out of here? Like, right. I want you to explain why we should get out of here. And what he said was like, he immediately put his hands over his balls and like backed away and like stood behind some Asian woman. I didn't notice it, okay, but someone who was with me like noticed that he immediately like covered up his balls with his hands, and then there was a little old Asian woman, and he moved to stand behind her. And so I was like, no, I want you to explain why I should get the hell out of here. And he was,
hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this Svenpai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free riding. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm Svenpai's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Like, you're latching on to this. And I was like, what do you mean? Explain that. Latching on. What do you mean latching on? You think that we're lying or something? What is going on? I was like, it seems like you're the one latching on.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like, frankly, you're more interested in gatekeeping who's allowed to say anything pro-Palestinian than you are interested in actually helping. But you realize that as we're speaking, bombs are getting dropped on kids. Like, as we're speaking, that's happening. And you're fucking talking to me. Like, why don't you latch on to my fucking dick, faggot? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I actually did say that, by the way. You know, unfortunately, this wasn't caught on video because it would be another great viral moment. But it's just like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? And then this Muslim guy gets in between us. He's like, no, let's not fight. Let's not fight. We're all on the same side. I was like, tell that to him. I was like, tell that to fucking him. I was like, this guy. And I said this to the Muslim guy. I was like, this guy wants to exclude me from being able to say anything about Palestine because of my race. And they were yelling at us like white nationalists. I was like, you see that? You see that? And the Muslim guy turns around. He's like, let's not attack them. Like, he was actually trying to say to them, he was actually saying, basically, I want all the allies I can get. Why are you trying to cut me off from certain allies based on their race? know, like, it's very interesting.
Yeah, accusing them of gatekeeping is pretty funny. That's a good tactic there.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, because they are gatekeeping.
It's objectively true.
It's like, I mean, I want to hijack this for my gay-ass purposes.
I'm like, who's hijacking? You're the hijackers. And frankly, what has your fucking gay movement where you literally are attaching the... Like, do you think Palestinians or pro-Palestine people who are Arabs in America, whatever you think about their presence here, they're here, and they're not going anywhere until we defeat Jewish power. But here's my question. Do you think they want to stand next to your gay faggot tranny rainbow flags? Do you think they want to do that? No, they're only doing that because they're in a desert, and the only water that they see is like a filthy, dirty puddle of water that is like between two sand dunes, and they're like, okay, well, let me actually take a drink of this because there's nothing else available.
Right.
But I'm like, but here's the problem. When they see us, they're like, oh, there's like a crystal clear mountain stream of like fresh ice cold mineral water flowing just around the next dune.
Oh, we sound so and refreshing.
That's just Nazism. So yeah, like, you know, and frankly, historically, and Jew, like lunatic neocon Jews will be happy to tell you this. Yes, there was a historical alliance between the Nazis and the Palestinians. That's true. That doesn't make the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem complicit in the Holocaust because the Holocaust is fucking fake.
Right.
But it is true that there was an alliance there. It is true. And of course, the alliance was based on mutually shared interests. Mutually beneficial shared interests. So the idea that white nationalists have some interest in like genociding, why would we want to do that? Our agenda is the peaceful separation of incompatible cultures and friendly relationships between nations in their own homelands, not like a mix up of people that make it so everybody's a fucking confused retard, which is what Jews want.
So do I have this right?
Jews want.
So did Daryl Lamont Jenkins run away from your protest? Is that what happened? Or is he not there?
I didn't even see him there. And that's amazing because he's really fat. So
well,
he must have quickly skedaddled.
He's also supposed to be really like, he's supposed to be like a super tough guy that like, I saw him on Twitter, like he blocked somebody saying like, either this conversation happens in person or it doesn't happen at all. It's like, wow, you just keep running away from people. Like this stupid fat
nigger.
Well,
Daryl Lamont
like,
Jenkins, if just, you've ever seen him, he's,
I know,
he's very fat.
You know.
He's cross-eyed and he's got Coke bottle glasses. So he's not doing any physical fighting. Now, I didn't see him there. It's actually likely he was not there, and he was simply somebody reported back to him.
Well, he's just
that's
he's just well,
likely.
He's oh, I'm saying he's always LARPing as this he's like the bouncer of like politics, and it's like I don't think so. And if it's funny, if he's like if he's with a group,
I wonder who this John Lewis character is. Hey, John Lewis, why don't you actually ask me what my views are and what my positions are and accurately report on them? So you're a fellow at the George Washington University program on extremism. Your job is not to actually understand our views and report on them.
No,
as an academic. Your job is to slander us.
Right, exactly.
And he knows that.
Extremism is not like this has to be labeled extremism because as soon as you let us into the discourse, it's over. We win. There's no refuting
things
that
we say.
This is
what we were saying. Our presence there, the reason they're so angry is our presence there forces some kind of the debate. It forces a conversation and debate that Jews do not want to be forced to have. They like the state of the debate where right-wingers are lunatic anti-Muslims
right.
And where the Palestine movement is tied to the gay-ass tranny flag because that discourse, that that paradigm of discourse makes sure that the Palestinians just never get anywhere. That they just continue to be genocided and that they continue. And here's the other thing. As long as you frame the anti-immigration position in terms of there's a Muslim conspiracy to take over the West and you frame it in a purely anti-Muslim fashion, what you are doing is sending the message to Jews that their social conflict strategy is working, that their job, that their tactic of importing Muslim into white homeland is increasing antipathy to Muslims among white people, which makes the Palestinian Arab cause more politically fraught. It makes it less popular. Frankly, the idea that Britain is only now becoming pro-Palestine or anti-Israel is false.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I remember being a part of this movement, the BBC and the British press was far more reasonable. It's only now when Britain is significantly brown and when the top politicians in Britain are brown, that you will go to jail for being pro-Palestinian in Britain. It's only now that happened. Only now where you lose your job. You know, Both Labour and Tory parties in Britain have fired ministers simply for calling for a ceasefire, for simply saying maybe Israel should stop killing innocent people in Palestine for a moment. They've lost their jobs. That would never have happened 20 years ago when Britain was significantly whiter, when it was 82% white. 20 years ago, you would have had what at least the Labour Party would have been filled with white liberal politicians who were outraged by what was happening and would be unabashed about talking about it, even in Parliament. But now you have a significantly browner England. You have brown people at the top of government, and it's practically fucking illegal to say that shit. So, you know, you tell me where Jews are going to get the message that somehow they're losing power in the West because of brown immigration. That's not the message they're getting. The message they're getting is this shit is working. And the more conservatives become pro-Israel, and the more people who are even anti-Semitic can be convinced to be pro-Israel based on, brown Muslims. The more Jews are like, this strategy works, let's keep doing it. And you know that this war, that their agenda is to ultimately, all those people in Gaza, they want them in Europe. Mm-hmm. They want them somewhere else. And no other Arab countries want them, so they'll end up in Europe. Like, that's the agenda. That's the agenda. And telling me that, like, I'm actually willing to commit hate crimes against Palestine, nothing could be further from the fucking truth. Nothing. Nothing. In fact, they know well, because here's the problem. They're lying in the press, but they know what happened in Washington.
Right.
They know what actually happened. They saw what actually – their protest was minuscule. It was smaller than ours, and they lost all of their Arab and Muslim participants except for maybe some of them that were involved at like the organizing level. All the rest of them came to the other side of the park to watch our protest. And we're actively trying to interrupt that lunatic black woman who wasn't even there for them. She was there for some anti-Trump thing. I didn't notice it, but Stryker said, like, on her little cart that she had some, like, calendar that was, like, counting down the days until Donald Trump goes to jail. And her shirt, you can see her shirt said, like, Don the Con. And her banner that she had something about, like, Donald Trump is a coup plotter and everyone knows it or something like that. So she was – that woman is probably out there every single day.
She borrowed that stuff lunatic from me.
Right.
That's like all my
well,
stuff.
The thing is, she's out there every day doing that shit, and she's probably every day camped out there, right? She had no, right. She just got tranny flag, BLM flag, gay flag, every fucking disgusting, filthy Jewish thing under the sun she's got, and so it's just like, and yeah, I'm like, you know, and the thing is, they made the case for us that shit is the flag of Zionism. The tranny flag is the flag of Zionism. The Black Lives Matter flag is the flag of Zionism. The gay flag, these are flags of Zionism.
Right.
They made the case for us when this lunatic black woman is attacking a pro-Palestine demonstration that's actually calling for an end to the fucking Jewish state, an end to U.S. support. And you ask these fucking people, ask these Jewish Voices for Zionism people, because that's what Jewish Voices for Peace is. It's Jewish Voices for Zionism.
Right.
Ask them, do you support our what we're saying in our protest, which is a complete end of U.S. military and financial aid to Israel? Do you support that, Jewish Voices for Zionism? Do you support that?
I'm going to guess no.
And they would say no.
No.
They would say no, because what they would say is, well, that would mean the end of Israel. And I'm like, yeah, and you know what? You know whose problem that is? Not mine. If U.S.
problem.
Military and financial aid is cut off from Israel, yes, that's the end of Israel. And that's not my problem. That's their problem. Maybe don't do that shit then. Like Destiny was saying on his live stream, he was saying he supports genocide. He literally said, I'm actually in favor of genocide. These words came out of his mouth. And he said that I could get the video if you don't believe me, but yes.
I believe you because he's completely shameless in being it. Like, I will say whatever it takes to like support my Israeli master.
Right.
It's just, he will just do and say, it doesn't matter what it is. He will fucking literally say anything.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic. People just listen to the guy.
So,
I don't fucking get it. Anyway.
So hold on a second. Let me say this. Let's keep reading this Vice article. The pro-Palestine movement has picked up enormous support in recent weeks with hundreds of thousands of protesters taking to the streets in cities around the world to demand a ceasefire in Gaza, where intense bombardment by the Israeli government has led to the deaths of more than 8,000 people, including thousands of children. All things that we were saying at our protest. The Israeli government says their goal is to eradicate Hamas, which controls Gaza after its militants entered Israel and killed more than 1,400 people and took hundreds of hostages. UN experts say that Israel's retaliatory actions of Gaza amount to collective punishment and have warned of ethnic cleansing. So is my rhetoric that far off of what the truth is? Because what are they accusing me of saying? Israel is a pure genocidal state, make no mistake. Okay, is this true or not? Like, you can say that's extreme rhetoric. Well, the question, like, characterizing the rhetoric is irrelevant. Who fucking cares? Is it true? Am I right? Or am I wrong? Let's evaluate the claims on merit, right? And what about this? We Americans have been snookered into supporting Israel by Jewish control of our banks, media, and politicians. Okay, is this true or is this a false claim? Are these claims verifiable? Well, I say they are. Let's have the debate. And they're like, no, we just don't have debates here. This is proof. This should be more proof than anything that the leftist pro-Palestine movement is effectively a plank in the genocidal movement against Palestine. The whole point of it is to disempower Palestinians. This is proof. This is fucking proof right here. This article is proof that the phony left pro-Palestine movement is a fucking auxiliary branch of the Zionist government and their genocidal aims. Because frankly, telling a Palestinian, these white nationalist protesters that went out for Palestine on Saturday, they would commit a hate crime against you too, as Jews are literally leveling a city full of Arabs. Leveling a city, killing thousands of kids, killing thousands of civilians, leveling a city filled with Palestinians. The Jews are the ones doing that. White nationalists aren't doing that.
No.
So when kike fucking academics.
White nationalists are arguing to people, stop that, like specifically.
Yeah, like we're the
stop
only,
that right
like,
now.
Militantly want to stop that shit. So these kike academics and these fucking kike fucking toadies in the Antifa movement, which is totally run by Jews, come out and make accusations like that against us. It fucking rings hollow. Who is doing what? Let's look at what's really happening. Who is actually doing what, Jews? Stop with this fucking shit. Anybody convinced by this? Anybody convinced by this? You need to check your fucking premises. Look at what you're actually supporting. Yeah, this is nonsense. The number one agenda of Jews is to keep Jewish critical voices out of mainstream discourse, and that's it. And the fucking Vice News and Antifa and Kike Voices for Zionism are all part of that complex. Yep. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
I have nothing to add.
Yeah.
What can you
add? This shit really gets me mad. Like, really. Like, the Jews are so fucking shameless and despicable. Tess Owen, you fucking bitch. Fucking cunt. She used to try and message me to get quotes out of me on Twitter, and I'd just be like, fuck off, bitch. I noticed she didn't actually reach out to try and get a quote from us on this article. Why not? Why didn't you want to get something? Why didn't you want to hear from us, Tess?
Well, how would a quote from you help? Like, if she got a like, was supposed to ask, it's like, so would you be willing to do hate crimes against anybody? What are you like? Yes! Absolutely! Please put that in your article.
It would basically just their purpose. What they would say is that would just give Pavlovich another outlet for his crazy anti-Semitic rhetoric. And we're not going to participate in that because our job is
go to the rightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Journalism, right? Their job isn't to document what's going on.
No, their job is Zionism.
Their job is to gatekeep
maintain
for
frame.
Fucking Zionism
maintain
and Jews.
Frame.
That's it. Like any press out. Just so you understand. Any press outlet that says we are not going to like report on this because it would allow these views into right. into the atmosphere or into the discourse, they're not being journalists. They're being activists in a certain cause, and that cause is Jewish power. And when you won't get a quote from me, when you won't talk to me, and when you won't accurately report my statement, which the Iranian state media was more than happy to do, by the way, which of course that would be another thing they would use against me, you know, is that Iranian state media was more than happy to get quotes from me. Mm-hmm. That they would use that as a well, look, the Iranians, they hate Israel, and of course Pavlovich talks to Iranians. But wait, I thought I was supposed to hate people like Iranians, right? I thought I was supposed to hate them. Actually, I've always been pro-Iran. Like, I'm on record as being pro-Iran going back years. So, yeah.
scream racial obscenities at them or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, the best troll ever is like the Iranian like Council of Mullahs is like whiter than the U.S. Supreme Court, which is filled with kikes and niggers. Like, if you look at their Supreme Council, it's like all these pale skinned like Persian old Persian dudes with long white beards. But they look a hell of a lot whiter than our Supreme Council. Anyway. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, here they go. Some critics of the movement have tried to argue supporting Palestine is tantamount to supporting Hamas. Right, because we can support Palestine, but we can't support the armed movement for Palestine, right? Again, this is another thing I want to critique. I am a supporter. I actually, and I'm not saying like materially because I'm not retarded, but morally, yes, I think Hamas is in the right to do what they're doing because that is the armed wing of the Palestinian movement. Mm-hmm. And in my view, the Palestinians have a moral, and actually there's an argument that they have a legal right to fight for the land that was promised to them in 1948.
Absolutely.
Or I think it was 1947. There was legally at the United Nations, the international community allocated certain plots of land to the Palestinians. That was never been revoked. That has never been reversed. Israel has changed facts on the ground in contravention of international law. But the Palestinians still have a right to engage in armed struggle for the land that was promised to them.
Right.
They have that moral right. They have that legal right. Like it or not, yeah, that armed wing of the Palestine movement puts on green headbands with Muslim slogans on them and says bad stuff about Jews. And it kills Jews, as they are legally and morally allowed to do in fighting for their land. And that's my position. So these people, they don't try and just gatekeep us. They try and gatekeep everything. Are supporting Palestine tantamount to supporting Hamas? Well, you don't support the Palestinian movement if you don't support its armed struggle, if you don't support its armed wing. Like it or not, that's Hamas. Like it or not, that's guys that like Islam and like the Quran.
That's the concern troll. The fucking leftists fall for it. Like, oh,
yeah, leftists absolutely
support Hamas. No, I don't want to support Hamas. No, I love ravers, and I don't want ravers to be abused by parachute troops.
I support the armed wing, the actual armed wing of the Palestine movement that is actually doing it, engaging in its legal and moral right to fight the Israeli Jewish occupation with any means at their disposal. I support that, yes, and that means yes, Hamas. I do morally support that. And that is their right to do it. And I'm not going to concern troll or cry tears or gatekeeper say, oh, my God, this armed wing of this movement in the Middle East isn't like ideologically compatible with my sensibilities, which is exactly how they concern troll leftists. And that Jew that came up to us at the protest and was asking if I supported Hamas, he was expecting to talk to a leftist. He was expecting to talk to the people from the other protests where they would get all confused and they would get all hemmed up and they would lose the shit test and he would confuse them and the rhetoric would get all fucking retarded and he would win the argument and he would win the argument probably in front of a bunch of fucking cameras and make them look dumb. That's what he wanted to do, and it completely fucking failed. Instead, he handed us a massive win where we have video of us telling these two Jews to fuck off literally in front of the seat of power in the United States. And that's such a fucking massive win, and they're crying. You know that the fucking Jew Voices for Peace didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Even though you have these two warmongering Zionist Jew war criminals that come up and we're going to troll their protest, the Jew Voices for Peace would rather that everybody be intellectually and ideologically disarmed to not argue against those two Jews than what they saw us do, which was tell them to get the fuck out of here and made them go away. That's what those kikes that run, that's what Kike Voices for Zionism wants. They want the people only crying tears. As Stryker said, they want them to only be victims and never soldiers. Well, that's not my position. No, Palestinians have a right to fight. They have a right to kill Jews. They do. They have a right to kill Israeli Jews. Every right in the world to do it.
Right.
Yep. Oh my God, that sounds so extreme. I'm just telling you how it is. Apparently they've gotten about 20 of them in the past day. It doesn't nearly make up for the blood that the Israelis have spilled, but still. We got to get those numbers up.
Yeah. All right. While we're waiting for the numbers to go up, let's take a quick break. Come back, do some hour two. Let's see. All right, we'll be right back.
You were listening to the Daily Sower.